Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Second here. Okay. Hello, test 1, 2. Heck, hey, it's Vincent the Bay. That's right, kiddos. It's your audio erotic host back once again for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. And tonight it's Thursday night swag, so get your swag on, kids. I had a fantastical day down in San Jose. My old stomping grounds. Hung out with some folks in the San Jose Federal District Court they have going down there. It's good times. Made some new acquaintances, and I'm here to share it with you if you're curious about it. I took over 9,000 pictures today that I'm going to share. I'm going to share some with you, I think.
9,000. There's no way that could be right.
I had a good time. I hung out down at the courthouse for the this little shindig they had. I was on the scene as these alleged members of the infamous hacker group Anonymous filed into the federal courthouse in San Jose to plead not guilty to charges. They carried out a cyber attack on PayPal last year to retaliate for the online pay services' decision to cut off the accounts of the website WikiLeaks. Tonight, I will discuss this and more. Take your calls, of course, 347-826-7667. I sat through good solid two hours of of just paperwork, really. It wasn't very eventful. I mean, this is just the sorry, I'm distracted here. So this was the initial pleas that everybody submitted of not guilty, and so they went through all the stipulations for their pre-trial arrangements, and that was kind of interesting. If you've never witnessed court proceedings before, it's a very sterile environment, but it was interesting nonetheless. And I'm going to share some of my experience with you tonight, and of course field any questions and calls that may come my way, as I always do on this late night chit chat show. Let's start off by bringing on my friend Caleb. This is an arraignment again today. That's what the word I was searching for was arraignment. I was there to witness the arraignment of these 13 individuals. I'll get into this as well, though, but the number of defendants has come into question. I'll get into that as well. I know it was originally, I saw some flyers out there saying it's the anonymous 16. This, I mean, there might be two other cases out there that are, you know, somehow piggybacking off this, I guess, but there were only 11 people that showed up today. There were 13 total that were due to be arraigned today. Two were not there. One was a no-show, and one had already been previously arraigned. So I witnessed the 11 other folks and their arraignments today, and that was educational. And so that's you know, a pretty handsome group of folks. Not, you know, you would think, you know, these alleged computer people are supposed to be like trolls, right? They're supposed to be just ugly, fat, god awful looking people. No, not the case with this particular sampling. There was a lot of good looking, sharp dressed people today. Some fabulous looking folks paraded through the criminal justice system here in San Jose, and Benson the Bay was on the scene, and I'm going to report that to you tonight. And before I do that, let's bring on Shari Wong. Shari Wong's here. What's up, Shari Wong?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Hello? I can hear you now. What's up, Shari Wong? Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
One, the frigging chat's not working for me. Like, I can't get in the chat.
The chat is working for me. Why don't you refresh? Try refreshing.
I refreshed like 5 times, and it's still not working for me.
Oh, I don't know, dude.
Two, check my Twitter because I just put my... did you hear about Kayla/Lolspoon getting arrested?
I heard some rumblings about that. Tell me. Please do tell. I just got in.
I put my police spin.
You're Patriot Greg. You're cutting in and out, dude. Say that again. Kayla got arrested today? Is that what you're saying?
No. Apparently she got arrested. Well, he...
Allegedly. That's the word. Allegedly arrested.
According to the gesture and other such...
Yeah, I heard some rumblings. I don't know. Again, you can't trust everything you hear on the interwebs, kids.
Well, even when it's
interwebs-related material, you don't want to trust it. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll wait and see. Like, you know, there's a lot of bullshit out there, dude.
Yeah.
A lot of smoke signals. I mean, look, last week there was another alleged LulzSec drop on some pedophilia website. That was complete bullshit. That's not LulzSec. That's not what that's not the hallmark of LulzSec. You know, they go after bigger targets than that. And it doesn't matter because LulzSec is retired. I mean, let's face it, they're all either banned or retired. So, it's kind of stupid that people are out there trying to like throw that name out there. So I'd be very, very dubious of anything that pretends to be LulzSec. I think LulzSec is dead and gone.
Yeah. But it's like, I'm really confused by all this anyway.
You know what? You don't have to be confused, dude. You just have to...
No, I'm confused. Where's the van for me? Like, just ignore my ass whatever. I'm like,
well, everybody just assumes you're a fed. That's why you haven't been banned. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's you're dealing with the federal government in the United States. You're dealing with a completely different government. I'm used to the government here that's very slow. And I mean, let's face it. Like, didn't they round up these kids? The kids that I saw today. Okay, and I'm sorry, they're not all kids. There's some, you know, adults there, people older than me in the mix. So they're not all kids. I apologize for using that blanket term. I know some people got butt hurt because I called them kids, but they're, you know, they're all consenting adults. Where was I going with this?
I have no idea.
Dude, you are breaking up like a motherfucker. Am I the only one that is hearing Shari Wong like cut in and out? Is
I'm
he Patriot breaking or is it just me?
I'm on a dongle, so.
All right, let's bring on Crappy Tires. Go ahead, Crappy Tires. What's up?
What's up? I just spoke to the Scotland Yard and the Metropolitan Police about the Kayla arrest, and they confirmed to me that they believe they've arrested Kayla and two men.
And two men?
Yeah, they're saying that the two men were Kayla.
They're saying that two men were Kayla.
Yeah. This is what the press office
and
of
you,
the
you,
Metropolitan
you,
Police said.
You report me in this thing? Like, you said you were going to...
No. Sorry, I don't roll like me. That. No, you had to read the message. At the end of the message, there was an MD5
that
said, just
that
kidding.
And
the MD5, it said, just kidding. You got to read between the lines.
My ass and go on my laptop and decrypt it. Why should I decrypt it? Dude, you should have like, actually reported me. I would have lolled.
I don't have time for that, dude. I had to confirm some information. That's all I did.
But you said you were going to get me arrested. I wanted to see you get me arrested.
I don't have time for
you. All right, there will be no arresting on this show. God damn it. You guys...
Yeah, but apparently you've got my docs and everything, so I would really like to see this.
You know, you two guys have some sort of little...
You docked me today, Charlie.
Little
come on,
personal
man.
Vendetta against each other.
Yeah,
you got
my
sort
docs,
of,
you
can I don't know what you guys are... All right, that's it. Those guys can work it out in the green room. Let's try high-speed hotspot. High-speed hotspot, you've been waiting patiently. What's up? You're on the air.
Yes, I have. I think I got something that could really blow the doors open on everything.
Please,
and
please blow
sound
the doors
weird.
Open. Please,
yeah.
Please blow the doors open. Go
okay.
For it.
The Gibson guitar deal.
Oh, yeah. What about it?
I mean, well, okay, what is the point? I don't care if you're progressive or conservative or liberal or whatever you want to call it, that's just weird, man. And that's going to piss off a lot of people across the spectrum.
Yeah, yeah. And,
you don't see it anywhere on any of the mainstream media, and it's
nowhere.
Story.
Oh, yeah. And what he's talking about, ladies and gentlemen, this is a completely separate issue. Speaking of raids, the feds raided the warehouse in, I think it was in, what, Nashville? Tennessee?
Nashville is where
two warehouses, one in Tennessee, one in Nashville, one in Memphis, I believe. And they've been raided a couple of times now for allegedly importing illegal wood for their guitars. And it's the same exact wood that's being imported.
Okay, but it was all approved.
By all the other manufacturers.
Well, it was approved by even the Indian government. It wasn't an Indian government complaint. It has nothing to do with the rarity of the wood or anything like that at all, because it has to do with what's known as this thing called the Lacey Act. Okay, and the Lacey Act says that you have to, you know, apply any law in any other country, and India has a law that says that if it's not completed or finished in their country, and the Indian government approved it and didn't even complain. It is really, really a strange thing.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Did you listen to the 2-hour interview that the Gibson Guitar CEO gave, and what kind of balls that guy's got to stand up there and say, you know what, we're keeping it open, even though they wanted to shut us down, and said that essentially he's saving 4,800 people's jobs. Did I lose you?
Yes, he totally lost me, but I'm back. And so is Goofy Bone. What's up, Goofy Bone? Goofy, wake up. Are you there?
No, I'm here. I was down in my beer right now, man. What's popping, people? How's it going tonight?
Well,
hello, man.
It's going. Yeah, you're on, bro. It's been a wild day, man. I just so much shit's happened today. I was down in the South Bay. I should have hit you up, dude.
You know what, Vince? You fucking pissed me off because at the fucking rally, you rode by me twice. And I looked at you and you should have fucking said something. I didn't know that was you, man. Fuck. And you were in San Jose today.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. I don't know what you're talking about. I was in San Jose today. I was in San Jose today,
so. I would have went to the courthouse.
You should have, dude. Well, I think I tweeted about it. It was sort of public knowledge that I was going to go down there, dude.
I'm sorry, Vince. I'm not a stalker like all these other people. I don't check everybody's tweets. If they hit me up, they hit me up.
I thought about you, but I was.
I'm not a troll, okay?
I know.
I'm not a troll. Stop saying that, people. I'm a real boy. Jesus. Anyway.
Oh, and by the way, Crappy Tires, yes, I can green room an idea. I just did. All right? You guys were green roomed. You and your idea were in the green room for that entire time. So, you mad, bro? You mad? You missed a great time, Goofy. I got to tell you, man, hanging out in the court is quite a party. It's amazing.
It was so low-key and
just mellow. It was not a big deal. It was an arraignment. There was no, you know, they're not going to even go into like testimony and all that crap for another couple of months.
Wait a minute, Vince. So, was there anybody there? Did they actually, the people show up with their lawyers or did they all
one? Everybody was there. Well, 11 people were there. 11 people showed up. There's 13 total, and 11 showed up. One was arraigned earlier, and the other one is stuck. Out of town and is going to come in, I guess, and get arraigned later. But, I witnessed all these folks walk through. I kicked it next to – I sat right next to Mercedes for all the way up until she got called up there. And she's a delightful young girl. She's very bubbly, very charming. A very cute girl, very cute girl, good-looking girl. I can see why the press is enamored with her. She's a cutie. She's a sexy fox. Fox mask. Fox. You know what I'm talking about? Sexy fox for show.
Yeah, I got it.
I got to meet a couple of the folks. I met her. I met Toxic really quick. I met who else did I meet? I met... Trivette. He goes by Triv, I guess. I met Triv. He's a cool, chill guy. I got photos of a couple of these folks. They seem pretty chill. I don't think they mind me sharing their photos. I kicked it with Triv for a little bit, and he was telling me that he ganked my Vince from my banner, Vince in the Bay, you know, at the top of my show page where it says Vince in the Bay, because his name's Vince, too. He's like, dude, I stole your Vince, your banner, and I'm using it for me because my name is Vince too. So I was like, yeah, dude, you know, it's all good. So he ganked my banner, so I let me take his picture. So I think he's cool with me posting his picture. So I'll put his picture up. I was late getting going here, so I didn't get a chance to load up all the pictures that I have, and I presume that the folks that let me take their picture, I don't think they mind. Me posting it, They were the folks that kind of hung around to the end that stood in for the media, the few media that were there. There wasn't a lot of media there at all. In fact, I only confirmed the New York Times. They had a reporter and a camera guy, and a guy from CNET. And there was a couple other random reporters, but there was definitely not a big media presence. There was a film crew there. It wasn't even a TV film crew. It was a documentary film crew making a documentary on hacktivism. And they were interviewing people after the fact. But when I showed up, the trial was supposed to start, or not the trial, the arraignment was the process was started, supposed to start at 1:30. And I got there early, and I just chilled in the lobby. And it was kind of a trip hanging out in the lobby because the only people that were hanging out were the security guard, the marshals that do the security in the hallway. And it's a bunch of old-timers, guys that should be retirement age, but they're still working and collecting that, you know, that green. And they're all a bunch of wise guys. And it was kind of funny just hearing their running commentary. They're like, oh, we got the 13. Where are the 13 going? Oh, the 13 are down at the end. All right. The 13 are going to be down at the end. All right, good. The dockets on the outside of the courtroom did not list the defendant's name. They moved it to a different courtroom, and these guys were just referring to him as the 13 because there's 13 of them. And only 11 of them showed up. And it was kind of funny just chilling, listening to these guys because I couldn't use my phone inside of the court, and because it says you're not supposed to use. Although if you're in the court, you look around, all the attorneys are all on their Blackberries and iPhones. It's ridiculous. There's a big sign that says no cell phone use inside the court, and you walk in, and all the attorneys are on their Blackberries. It's ridiculous. I took my obedience training. I obeyed. I didn't turn on my cell phone. I didn't tweet. I didn't text. I didn't call. I didn't do anything. I just left my phone off. And I took notes. And it was kind of funny. I was hanging, like I said, I was hanging out, and these old-timers that were hanging out waiting for everybody to get in there, they were gossiping about what was going on. And you could see down onto the street and see that there was some extra U.S. marshals that were called, because allegedly there was like some tweet that went out. There was going to be some protests going on, and I didn't see any protest. Oh, actually, there was one protester. It turned out there was one kid that showed up in solidarity. That was it. No sign, nothing. He was just like, hey, what's up? Yeah, what's up? Go anonymous. That was it. Just one dude. That was the protest. And so that one, no mask, nothing, just a dude. He said, hey, what's up? So there had to be like maybe 20 extra, at least 20 or so extra U.S. marshals outside. And there was also, they also shut down one of the entrances to the federal building because the federal building here is, it's actually broken up into two separate buildings. There's like one for the courthouse and one for like administration and stuff. And they have a gate on both ends of this little walkway to get between the two buildings, and they shut down one gate. They don't, that gate is usually open. They locked it, so there's only one way out. They took all these extra precautions. It was kind of funny, and I think it was all because of Twitter. The guys, like I was saying, I was kind of like eavesdropping more or less on these guards that were hanging out waiting for things to get going, and they were just making little comments like they literally said things like this is a little overkill, don't you think? A little excessive show of force. Their words. You know, even they were looking out the window, seeing all these marshals, and just going, "What protesters? Where protest? What protesters? There's nothing going on here." And they're like, "Oh well, somebody tweeted that there was going to be a protest. Oh, somebody tweeted, so blah blah blah." So apparently now, if you tweet something, all you have to do is tweet that you're doing a protest somewhere, and the cops are going to show up. Nobody else will show up, but the cops will show up apparently. So that's what happened today. There was a huge U.S. Marshal presence outside the building, but there was no demonstrations. There was no protests. There was nothing. There was one dude that came out and he was just kind of like, "What's up, bro?" You know, he was just kind of like just showing some love. And, it was interesting waiting for everything to get started. And I saw all the defendants file in. It was quite a showing of peeps. But there was no serious news presence. And, I have some callers here that are waiting patiently. Let's see who this is. Block number, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince, is this me?
Yeah, it's... No, wait.
Oh, okay. Hello? I got cut off.
Oh, no, yeah, that's hello? You. Yeah, hey, Goofy, did you call in on two different lines?
No, the other line got cut off.
Oh, I still see it on here. All right, whatever. Did you want to say something?
No, I was just saying, so basically they really thought there was a protest was going to occur over there, right?
Yeah, allegedly somebody tweeted on... Twitter, I guess that's the only place you can tweet, that there was going to be a protest, and there was zero protest. I saw no protest. Again, there was one dude, it was kind of a non-event, really. In fact, I talked to the New York Times reporter, and I was like, so are you guys going to do a write-up on this or what? And they're like, no, this is like a non-story. And there was a little write-up in the Mercury, which I think I tweeted. And it went into a little bit of detail, but I mean, there was nothing really dramatic that happened. It was just interesting to see the faces of these folks. You could tell that quite a few people went out of their way to clean up a little bit. Like a lot of folks with what looked like freshly shaved or you know closely shaved hair and whatnot. But a good strapping. You know, bunch of individuals, a lot of good-looking people. No real hobbits. Like nobody that you would think of as just like, all right, dude, that's a fucking internet troll for sure. No, they just kind of look like, you know, your friends in high school growing up, whatever, you know, just people, everyday people. It could have been your brother or sister or, you know, well, not your brother or sister, Goofy, but like...
No. No. My sister's dead.
Yeah, man. Good time.
Hey, but Vince, for real, how long were the deliberation? Were they just waiting for every lawyer to say their piece and that's it, or what?
The only really haggling that was going on was more. It was more about the pre-trial stipulations on their conduct, like whether or not they get access to the internet and shit like that, which by the way, they get access to the internet. They have restricted access to the internet. It's kind of funny. I read who was it? One of them showed me the stipulations, and they can't log on to IRC and they can't log on to Twitter. They can't erase their cookies or their history. They have to make that available to be seen.
But wait a minute. How do they get tracked though? Like, I mean, how do you track somebody? Like, can you just go on anywhere and just,
I don't know. I don't know the particulars on how they track. I think they just check in. They just check their computer, like maybe, you know, periodically once a week or something. I don't know. I don't know exactly, dude, but some of them have, you know, adjusted, you know, some of it is adjusted. Like not everybody has the same exact, you know, pre-trial sort of arrangement, if you want to call it. It's kind of ridiculous that these people have some of their rights taken away from them without being proven guilty. I still think that's weird. Like, but at least they can, they, you know, a lot of these people are in college. They go to school. So they're allowed to use their computers for school, for work. Some of them are computer professionals. Like there, one guy, you know, his business is a computer business, and he can use the internet to run his business. There's just they can't knowingly communicate online with anybody who's a part of Anonymous too, which I thought was pretty funny. But they can't knowingly, and which is funny because how can you prove that anybody's part of Anonymous? But that's part of it, is they can't knowingly communicate online with somebody that's part of Anonymous. So that's, I swear to God, that's part of it. But they can't, they explicitly, the things they explicitly state though were IRC, chats, and Twitter. Like, it didn't say anything about Facebook. It didn't say anything about Google. It didn't say anything about anything else except for those two. And the fact that they can't communicate with people that they know are a part of Anonymous, which doesn't exist, but whatever. It's pretty lousy stuff, but most of the folks are getting the mandatory urinal testing for drugs and alcohol. Most of those are getting waived. Some are on a case by case basis, because I guess some of the individuals have prior history of drug abuse, so some of those are going to be on a case by case basis. But for the most part, if the person has no history or priors or anything, there's not any. They don't have to take a piss test. It's just shit like that. They're just sorting out travel, like they stipulating where they can and can't travel, what districts of the country. A lot of these folks are regulated to just two districts in the country. Like, they can't go. Basically, these folks are already on probation. That's what I do. I'm on probation right now. They're on probation already. That's what's kind of fucked up, is they're already on probation. So if they get probation let's assume they get some sort of thing, they should get time served for probation if they end up with probation, because that's essentially what they're on right now. Like, when I was going through my trial, I didn't have any restrictions on the internet. It was a cyber-based crime, but I had no restrictions on my use of the internet during or after. There was nothing explicit about that. But with these folks, is different. It's like at first they couldn't go on the internet at all. Like, I talked to Mercedes today, and I was like, she's like, I haven't been on. I don't know. I said something, made some sort of reference. She's like, dude, I haven't been on the internet in like a month, so I don't know what you're talking about. And so they just all found out today that they can go on the internet now for school and work and stuff. But in fact, that seemed to be the biggest relief on everybody's mind, as far as I could tell. They're like, fuck it, I don't care about going to jail eventually. Just as long as I get back on the internet, I'm good. it was kind of interesting to see that dynamic take place. Like, these people come out of that building and they're like, dude, I can go back on the internet again. Fuck, sweet, dude. So let's bring back Shari Wong. Shari Wong, are you there?
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
What's up?
So this is what you're gonna have to deal with here pretty soon, Shari Wong, once you get banned.
What, being not allowed to go on Twitter or IRC?
Yeah.
I don't really go on IRC anyway, to be honest.
Yeah.
And
yeah, there is no IRC to go on now, which is funny.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Like, where's our fuck from, bro?
And Twitter sucks. By the way, Twitter sucks now with the new Twitter. So they're actually doing these kids a favor, because those things are outdated. And I reminded them too. I was like, kids, it doesn't say you can't go on Blog Talk Radio. Check them out, Vince LeBay. And and some of them heard of me, dude. Like the dude, what's his name? I was just telling you about him. Triv. That dude was like, dude, I know you, man. I stole your banner. So
can you get Caleb on, please? Can you get Caleb Schultz on, please?
I don't understand Limey. What did you say?
Can you get Caleb on or whatever the hell? I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Caleb. You mean Crappy Tires. Crappy Tires. Yeah, just call him Crappy Tires. It's easier that way. Crappy Tires is, I don't know, he rage quit. He's gone. Where'd he go?
I know he's in the chat.
Oh, he just said IRCpowertoall.com. I don't know, is he trying
Maybe
to stamp his new IRC? I just presume, I don't even go to the IRCs either, man. I just presume all that stuff is all just a bunch of feds just waiting around for something bad to happen. I'm not gonna mess around with that shit.
Well, by the way, crappy tires. I'm from a town called Bel Air. Just let me know that. Now, where's he from?
I think he's from.
Oh wait, no. Wait,
he's from your anus.
Am I still on?
Yeah, you're still on, Goofy. What's up, man? What do you think?
No,
you
think?
The trial is just this whole thing is just starting, dude. Nothing's happened yet. Like they're gonna come back on November 1st.
Right?
Yeah, they're gonna have no. There hasn't even been a trial yet, dude. They're gonna set the trial to start. Like they set a date to set a date to set a date, essentially. And the next date they're all gonna come back and have a powwow is gonna be on November 1st at 9 a.m. Before another judge. This judge is gonna be God. I didn't prepare my notes at all. I took tons of notes and they're just scattered all over the fucking joint. I don't know what's going on, but I had the judge's name. Judge Jensen. Judge Jensen on November 1st, same court. And yeah, it is what it is. Let me take a call here. Go ahead, block caller. You're on there. What's up? Who's this?
Yo, Vince, what's up?
Not much, brah. I'm just trying to rehash my day hanging out in the Northern District of California, San Jose Division court, and watching all the folks go.
Yo,
through.
What's up with Mercedes' lawyer? He's a Hamas lawyer, bro.
That dude, what's his name? Cohen? Something Cohen?
Yeah.
He looks very familiar. I've seen him around somewhere. I don't know. Yeah, he's New York. Hotshot attorney on the scene.
I don't trust him one bit.
Oh, you know what? I'm not gonna speculate on what his deal is. But yeah, it was kind of like it's obvious who is who's trying to sort of get in the spotlight here and obviously Mercedes is sort of the sexy angle on this. This whole story, and that's fine. I think that's fine, dude. Why not? Why not have some sort of, you got to have something that to hook the audience with to get some shine on this subject. Because I think ultimately this could be, you know, an important case as far as you know setting precedent on DDoS attacks and stuff like that.
Was the Electronic Frontier Foundation there? Are they involved in any of the cases?
I have no idea. I didn't see or I couldn't tell who was who. But you know what? There was a fucking hardcore gallery of just attorneys just chilling in the rafters. My attorney, the attorney who represented me was in the building. And there was a ton of other U.S. attorneys that at least two solid rows deep of U.S. attorneys, you know, basically the peers of the guys on the, on the right, as I call it, from their stage left, but from my audience position, they're on the right, which is the government, and on the left is the plaintiff, the defendants. And each individual had their own attorney. It's kind of weird how it's going down. I don't know if you could say they're
but
being,
their cases are all joined together, right? It's one
their cases
case.
Are, it's joined together, yet. They have individual representation at the same time. It's kind of, it's going to be a mess, I think. I think this is going to be a very messy, long process, to be honest.
Well, they can make a motion for their cases to be disenjoined from each other.
Oh, sure. And I wouldn't be surprised if that happens because there's definitely going to be, So I think you got a case here of in many instances of just a lot of low hanging fruit, to be honest. But there
they didn't get into any details at all about any evidence. It was all preliminary scheduling and shit, basically.
All scheduling, all preliminary stuff, all about you know what their pre-trial sort of activity can be as far as like travel and any other Essentially, these people are, like I said, they're on probation right now already. Like, this is the shit I have to go through. They have to, you know, stay within their district, and if they they can't even travel outside of it. I can at least travel outside. I have to give 2 weeks' notice, but they
for
can't.
Your
they
PETA have... hack or your PETA file deletion?
Yeah, yeah. Mercedes has the luxury of zigzagging all over the fucking joint because she's got allegedly has family in like 26 states, and her attorney is in New York, so she can basically go wherever the fuck she wants. Some of these kids, you know, are local to California, so they can't go anywhere. They're just like, fuck, I'm stuck in California. Like, kind of like me. I'm just kind of stuck.
But that's such
here.
Bullshit, dude, because, you know, I was supposedly, quote, on probation and went to Europe to see the Grateful Dead in 1989, and I was smuggling acid and hash through every fucking border in Europe. Probation doesn't mean shit.
Yeah. Two people didn't show up. One was sort of pre-arraigned, and the other one is stuck in Alabama.
I love goose cream soup. You're not alone. We are everywhere, goose cream. Divided by zero is not a number. Just ask anybody. But seriously, though, what was up with Crappy Tires calling the Met police saying he was going to turn over some information on the Wongs, man? That was bordering on uncool.
I don't know what Crappy Tires is... damages. I have no clue. Shari Wong, can you shed some light on it? What's going on? What's really happening between you guys? Are you guys jilted lovers? What the hell's going on?
Basically, I doxed DDoS's route to back to hell and back, and then he didn't like me very much, so decided to wait 24 hours for his router to reset his IP address, and also said that his route to IP changes every day, which is complete bullshit. And two, he didn't really like me. I flamed on Twitter. He's just annoying me. So I then flamed him back and released even more of his personal information online. He's lucky I didn't release his address, mobile number. And he's now coming to the chat saying that's bullshit and fuck you and stuff like that.
All right, now we got to hear Crappy's side of the story.
Yeah, calling Crappy. We got to hear your rebuttal. Crappy, please.
But by the way, I'm not mad, though.
Oh, wait, he rage quit. I'm sorry, he's not even listening, dude. He rage quit and left, dude.
He rage quit because my E-beam poked all the way through the interwebs and hit him in the face.
Oh, no, he's there. I'm sorry, he changed his name to The Caleb Show. God, pick a name and stay with it, dude. Seriously.
I think I overloaded his meme, dude.
He's
like been de-memed because the Crappy airbags came onto the scene here. He doesn't realize everyone's crappy.
Oh my goodness. Anyways, the drama and the glory rolls on here with Vince in the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host for, wow, we're still in the first hour here. It's about 15 minutes left until we get to the top of the hour. I've been talking about my day down in the United States District Court, Northern District of California, San Jose Division. And I witnessed some individuals go through the ringer. I'm here sharing it with you tonight. If you have anything you're curious about, I took a ton of notes and I'm trying to go back through them and see. I'm not going to give away a lot of stuff because it's what's kind of crazy about these court proceedings is they reveal a lot of personal fucking information like right on the spot. Like if you ever wanted to dox one of these people, you could just sit in a courtroom and they you know blurt out personal shit left and right, and I'm gonna try to act like the press and respect their privacy to a certain degree, but I can tell you that man the best looking out of them all had to be Toxic, dude. I think that dude, well, other than Mercedes, who was, you know, pretty hot looking. She looked great. But that dude, Toxic, is a good looking young man. And he had this mohawk that was all grown out, but it was obvious he didn't spike it up for the occasion. He decided to leave it his mane down. But he was looking slick. He was dressed like he told me of his outfit. He's like, I was trying to go for like the Reservoir Dogs look, bro. And he had a little black fedora, and he was a good looking dude. He was pretty chill. He was hanging out, posing for the cameras. The New York Times were there, and there was a documentary crew that was doing some. You know, they were all over Mercedes and her what's his name? Her lawyer trying to get all. They were just following Mercedes around like little puppy dogs. And it was kind of interesting because I sat through the entire thing. Like, I sat through everybody who got arraigned. I saw all of them, and it was interesting that how things kind of unfolded. Like, I got there before anybody. I was just kind of waiting for them to file in, and there was one of the defendants that showed up with his mom. It was sort of the stereotypical scene that I would have pictured. Coming in, you know, the kid, young 20-something kid, off at school, gets in trouble. Now he's paying the piper, hanging out in the lobby in San Jose, California, with his mom. His mom just tense and sort of, you know, God, Jesus Christ, you know, you can tell they've had plenty of time to go through the whole back and forth and all that, and you can just see like sort of. The anticipation on mom's face, kind of interesting to see unravel. So much drama to read between the lines. Yeah, man, good times. Everybody seemed well groomed and well behaved, and you know, the few folks I did powwow with were very friendly, very nice. Mercedes is very bubbly and cute. Who else did I meet? Owen is a fucking very chill, cool guy. Super. I got a nice picture of him posing in front of, there's a monument right in front of the federal building there in San Jose. Who the fuck is like farting around in the background there? Is that you, Crappy?
I'm sorry.
Are you doing some spring cleaning during the middle of my show or something? What the hell?
I'm running a printing press, a meth lab, and a vacuum cleaner.
Well,
I'll stop with the meth lab and the vacuum cleaner. The printing press, I can't stop.
All right, that's fine. Just see if you can lock some of that shit down.
I got a mute, baby. I'll flip that on before I fire up the lab again.
All right, it's all good, dude. You know,
I got a non-sicko. A non-sicko, I told you, Sandpoint, Idaho, 4th Avenue. Look for the fucking Unimog. I'm a block and away from, a block and a half away from fucking Ben Stein's summertime condo.
Would love to party with Ben Stein, dude. That would be so badass. Let's hook up.
Dude, right? I only ran into Ben Stein once, and it was on New Year's Eve, and Lake Ponderay was frozen, so I walked out onto that fucker and started lighting off fireworks, and he came out of his condominium on his deck and started yelling at me that any fireworks that left the ground in Idaho were illegal. And I was drunk, and I ran away from him laughing. That's the end of the story.
So yeah, so like I was saying, you should call him. We should get lunch or something. I'll come out to the East Coast and hit you up.
I'm in Sandpoint now, bro.
Wherever, dude. Let's.
Right up in the Idaho Panhandle, 25 miles from Ruby Ridge, home of Coldwater Creek and Lighthouse Salad Dressing.
All right.
I'm saying.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Absolutely.
Hey, you know what else? You remember who Mark Furman is, right?
Yes,
Yeah, Mark Furman lives up here in Sandpoint, dude, and that fucker, I've seen him mowing his lawn on a Saturday, so we could fuck with Mark Furman one day.
Winning.
I've never seen him unless it was a summertime though, so.
Yeah, I'm down. Let's do a foursome. Mark Furman, you, me, and who's the other guy?
I don't know.
Who are we just talking about?
Ben Stein.
Ben Stein, yes, thank you. Ben Stein, yeah. We'll do a foursome. We'll do 18 holes together. And then we'll
we could do
golf.
That. Arnold has a house in Hope, Idaho. It's about 25 minutes away towards Montana border. But he's up there. He drives around in fucking his stupid-ass Hummers. See these gigantic fucking Hummers with all the windows smoked in them. That's all. I'm done.
All right,
sorry.
Good. Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, my goodness, folks. It's Vincent the Bay. 347-826-7667 is the number. Don't be shy. You can call in. When you do, though, if you want to talk, you have to press number one. You have to press the number uno, number one, uno, number one, and I will put you live on the air. That raises that makes me aware that you want to talk. You call in. You press the number one. It raises your hand virtually and alerts me that you want to talk. So, anywho, it's Vince of the Bay. I'm going to take a quick little brickety break here and come back and talk some more about this arraignment that I witnessed today and whatever else is on your mind. During this break, I think I will maybe upload a couple of more pics from earlier today of a couple of the folks. I don't think they mind me posting them. I mean, these guys were like the people that were hanging out at the very end, still posing for the New York Times cameras and everything. I don't think they mind me sharing their lovely faces. And I'm sure some of you are curious what some of these folks look like. So I'll take a break here, play some music. And during the middle of this, or by the end of this song, you should be able to refresh my homepage, the show page, and you'll see some new photos added to the whatchamacallit, the photo slideshow dealio. Anyways, it is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm going to take a little break. And I wish you all were here with me. Doing a little California dreaming. Shouts out to Kishu, who is no longer in the Bay. She's in transit back to Arizona. I love you, Kishu. The Bay misses you. California misses you, honey. The summer of lulls is coming to an end. And we'll be right back. The lulls will not end, though, folks. They continue forever.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yarray
me! Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un segnale in balcone.
Down goes Freeza!
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, motherfuck. Yeah. What's up, bitches? It's Vince in the motherfucking Bay. It's Thursday night swag. I got my swag on. I hope you got your swag going. And I had a great fucking time hanging out in the South Bay today. I'm sorry I missed you, Goofy Bone. Oh, yeah, if you'll notice, if you refresh your page now, I've updated the whatchamacallit, the slideshow. And there's three pictures going on in that slideshow right there. And I did not label the names of who they are. And if you want to guess who they are, we could certainly play a little guess who's who. Obviously, their names aren't Ohai and VITB for life. And I still left Krayshawn in there. Krayshawn is still in the mix. For those of you who have been living under a rock and haven't been listening to my show, the other night we were doing the show and Krayshawn got her Twitter hacked. It was the night that she hosted the VMAs. The night that Krayshawn hosted the VMAs, her Twitter got hacked by Anonymous, and it was HW Leaks to be exact. And HW Leaks totally nailed her, and I was broadcasting when that happened, and that was incredible. That was what, Sunday night? That was good times. So this Thursday night swag also has we give a shout out to Krayshawn for being such a great sport. She's Bay Area. She's from Oakland, although she migrated to Hollywood. I don't know what the hell she was thinking, but she's technically from the Bay. But yeah, there you go. TexasPoliceChiefs.org. What the hell is that all about? I heard something about that earlier today too. Yeah. Oh wow! Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Look at what we got going on here. Sugar Zero Sugar, 100 PZ, Anon Sicko, Anonymous Z. Ghost Pickles, Goofy Bone, Goose Cream Soup, Calcium, Josh Wolf in the house. What's up, Josh Wolf? Holding it down here in the Bay Area as well. Also, Maria Westwood, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, Mr. Small and Loud, something or other. Wendigo, and last but certainly not least, Your Anon News. So if you're just joining me now, I was down in hung out in San Jose today at the United States District Court, Northern California District, California, the San Jose Division. Basically, hung out in the federal court in San Jose today and witnessed 11 of these 13 anonymous or alleged anonymous members. And it was kind of interesting just to see the characters themselves, to put faces with the names. Because it's an interesting ragtag little group you got there, and I don't know if Exiled Surfer is listening tonight, but Exiled Surfer, if you're going to be inspired to do anything, I would suggest spoofing the Ocean's 13 and turn it into Anonymous 13, I think that'd be badass. Because it is kind of like an Ocean's 13. The only thing is, there's not a token black guy. That's what it kind of pissed me off about this group. There's no token black guy. What are they thinking? Seriously, don't tell me Anonymous doesn't have some Negroes. Are you kidding me? There's got to be some serious Negroes, and they just haven't caught them yet, I guess. But there is a token Vietnamese. It's the closest you get to the token black guy in this Anonymous 13 group. But yeah, only two chicks. There's a token chicks. Token chicks. I don't know. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vincent the Bay. I got Shari Wong with me still. Shari Wong has not been banned as of yet. But there's still time. What do you got going on in the background there, dude? It sounds very loud where you are, bro. What's up?
It's my fan overheating. It's my laptop's about to crash and burn into the floor.
Mm-hmm. Good times, bro.
No, it's really hot. It's actually really hot. Hands right now. It's really hot. I don't know how to cool it down. Ooh, fuck down. There we go. Okay, it's fine now.
Is your lightsaber on? What the hell is that noise, dude?
No, sorry. My fan was like, I found out the reason why. Can you hear me, by the way?
I can totally hear you, dude. But
I found the reason why.
You never have just like a clear, good connection. There's always something tweaky going on in the background. Can you not multitask for one time? Can you just not multitask for a minute?
No, I can't.
You're like basically terrible. My co-host right now, bro. I don't know if you realize that, but you are my co-host. Kishu's not here tonight. I dropped Kishu off at the airport.
I know she was texting me the whole way up there. She actually pushed me. She wanted me to tweet. One minute, I lost it. Tweet how much you love me every 5 minutes while I'm flying, or you're got rid of. That's exactly what she said.
Well, you better obey your mammy.
No, it's mommy there.
All right, we got another call here. Who's this? Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yo, it's me.
All right, Crappy's back. Well, Crappy Airbags is back.
Indeed.
Butthurt Crappy Tires is nowhere to be seen.
He is extremely butthurt.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, what's up?
He's one big ass cheek of just redness. But he's on the line, actually. I think I see him. His hand is not up, though. Crappy Tires, if you ever decide to nut up and join us here, press 1.
And
in the meantime, I'll be muting Shari Wong because I have some hideous feedback coming back from you, bro. All right. Hey, let's play. You know what we should do? We should play... we should play guess who the Anon is. Or not. Hello?
I don't know about that. That might be a bad idea.
9,000? There's no way that could be right!
All right, successfully voted down. Never mind. Do you think I should pull those pictures off? Do you think that's not cool? Like, I'm not doxing anybody. These people were posing for photos for the New York Times. You know, they're not. Yeah, you know, they're. It's all public record. Anybody could have just gone down there, which is kind of weird, isn't it? That's what freaked me out when I went through it. Was just that anybody who had an interest in me could have just waltzed in there and just. You know, like last night on my show, like you don't even have to waltz in there. You know, last night on my show, Crappy Tires just pulled it all down for me off the internet. I was like, dude, I lost a hard copy of my plea deal or my plea bar or whatever. And the guy like DM'd me it on Twitter like 5 minutes after I said it. I don't even know the kid. He's in Canada. Isn't that nuts? Hello? Is this thing on?
Yeah, man,
hello?
It's totally nuts.
It's so it boggles the mind.
Hey, Vince, can we talk a little bit about Occupy Wall Street and two other kind of nexus events that are going to be occurring?
Oh, there's going to be some major shitstorms coming up in the
fall.
Well,
it's not
right?
just one thing. It's the perfect storm. Here's what it is. RefRef, Anonymous's new DDoSing tool, is supposed to be made publicly available on the 17th of September. That's the same day that Occupy Wall Street is gonna start, right, with Adbusters and Anonymous being in on that. But here's what people forget. If Anonymous is going to release RefRef, and oh, by the way, they tested RefRef on WikiLeaks last night, because what better of a test platform than a completely hardened geo-dispersed site like WikiLeaks, and they had no problem knocking it over. So that was a RefRef test. They tested it on Pastebin. My theory is that the day before they release RefRef to the public and the day that Occupy Wall Street begins, you know what the Friday before that is? That would be Friday the 16th of September. That's called a triple witching Friday on Wall Street. It's a highly volatile day. And if Anonymous is successful in using RefRef on triple witching Friday, right before their physical protests, which seems to be the MO, I think they're gonna get a lot of attention. Yeah, when they go triple witching. It's triple witching Friday. They only happen four times a year, and I don't think it's accidental that it's the day before Occupy Wall Street and the day before RefRef gets general release to public.
Oh, that was one of the things Mercedes said to me. She said that she's a wizardess. She's a wizardess.
I'm not sure that's related to triple witching, unless her clothes were off on Friday.
Do you think a wizardist would come in handy in combating one of these people?
Triple witching Fridays?
Yeah, I think she might be an asset. They might need to, like I said, you know what you got to do with these kids? You don't put them in jail. You hire them. Use them as an asset. If you got a wizardist, you know, that owes you something, why don't you use her to fight these triple witchers, these triple witches? Come on, we gotta take care of this.
It's
man.
A financial so, term. I'm not making it up, Vince. That's an actual financial term. It only does happen four times a year, and it's a very volatile day, especially with how the electronic trades and the automatic trades start that day. So my guess is that they will let the first few hours of trading begin, and there you go. Thank you, Bob Bobbington, for that link. My guess is that they will let trading occur for 1 to 2 hours. They'll let all the automatic trades and institutional trades kick in and some of the dark pool trades, but the brokerage house trades and everything else by a few hours into the day, they're going to try to clog up the pipes, which, you know, it'll be interesting to see if they can pull that off or not.
Yeah. No doubt.
And Anonymous Zeke, you've probably seen source code for RefRef leak that was all pure JavaScript based without any server side code. And at least a couple people say that that's the bullshit hack out fucking version that isn't the real thing. That's all I got, Vince.
Thank God. Shari Wong, your thoughts?
I'm doing something.
Perfect. We got tons of callers. Nobody with the testicular fortitude to raise their hand and contribute to the conversation. Don't be shy, folks. If you're called in, you can press the number 1, and that raises your hand and alerts me that you want to join the conversation. If not, you just want to kick back, listen, no big dealio. We allow that. It's not a problem. But if you, again, I have a lot of people just holding, and if you're called in, you want to talk, press number 1 on your keypad or in your Skype, however the fuck you're called in. Yeah, we'll get you on. No big deal. Although I don't pre-screen any calls, so it is what it is. It's radio webs, inner tubes, for you, by you. You dictate the conversation. I've been talking about being down in San Jose today, witnessing all this crap, but we can divert onto anything. You know, I know it always has to come back to Crappy Tires or Kishu or somebody at some point. So I know Crappy Tires is extremely butthurt at this point. I think you should just make up with Shari Wong here and be pals again and get over it. And we can all, you know, go home and be happy that we're, you know, able to be on Twitter and not, although Twitter sucks now. So it's like, who cares?
Yeah, you don't appreciate your freedom, Vince, until you've seen the van, right?
That's the thing, is most of these people didn't even get vanned, you know? They just get indicted and that's it, you know?
Well, I'm just saying, whenever your freedom is threatened, even just once, you have a new perspective on what it's worth to
sure.
you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I just don't think it's fair that these people are essentially on probation right now. The terms of their pretrial release or whatever you want to call it, it's kind of fucked up. Like they're essentially on probation already. They haven't been convicted of anything. They haven't even stood trial yet. It's weird. It's just odd to me. It just doesn't make sense.
Criminal justice system in this country is fucked.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. Very interesting. And there's it's interesting watching all the different attorneys, too, because there was a lot of attorneys that were in that room that weren't representing anybody. They were just seriously just hanging out, interested in what was going down.
And I just want to make sure that Shari knows that when I was talking about Mercedes' lawyer being a Hamas lawyer, I wasn't talking about being a Hamas lawyer. And if he's eating that shit right out of the container and putting it back in the refrigerator, that's fucked up. And I've already told him that shit once.
Oh, yeah, there was something about pterodactyl wizard orbs, too. Pterodactyl wizard orbs. Does anybody know anything about that? Pterodactyl wizard orbs? Hello?
I'm not down with those, but I stopped smoking DMT so I don't talk to the dark overlord spiders of
the
universe.
It's over 9,000! 9,000? There's no way that could be right!
Let's take another call. Somebody here waiting patiently calling from area code 715. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's your name and what's on your mind tonight?
It's Tony the Trucker. How's it going?
Tony the Trucker? Going fantastic, Tony the Trucker. You're not friends with ATMB Cool by any chance, are you?
No, fuck that guy.
All right, Tony the Trucker, what's up, bro? What brings you on the show tonight?
Well, I don't know, the probation that you're saying they're on is conditions of their bail, I would presume.
I forgot the exact wording, but it's something like pre-trial condition or I don't know. Yeah.
Are they actually free on bail? Was bail set for them?
There's nothing about bail, dude. This is all pre-trial now. This is what they did. They had an arraignment. They all pleaded not guilty. So now they're setting up a court date to start the trial. Is essentially what happened. They all got arraigned today.
Typically, at your arraignment, they would set your bail, you know, like if you want to get out of jail and go roam the streets, you know, and take care of your business.
No, I think they did all that stuff prior to this in their respective districts.
Oh, okay.
So they've already gone through that in their districts. Now they've decided that they're going to plead not guilty. So they have to go from their district to the district where the infraction occurred at, which is San Jose, because that's where the PayPal servers are at. So this is what happened to me. Like I was in trouble with my infraction. I went over this last night, but in a nutshell, I was in the reverse. My infraction was in Virginia, but I had it transferred to San Jose because I didn't want to. I didn't want to contest it. I pleaded guilty, so I was able to just take settle it in San Jose instead of going to Virginia. If I wanted to challenge it, I'd have to go to Virginia. So that's what these kids are doing. These folks, they're not kids. These individuals, these sovereign individuals, are they all come from their respective parts of the country. So they already had initial arraignments in their respective region of the country. Now they've all come to San Jose to challenge it together in the district where the alleged crime occurred.
So are they all adults?
All of them adults, yes.
Okay.
I call them kids. I'm just stupid. We're all kids, aren't we, though? Are we all kids at heart? Come on.
Yeah. All right. I was wondering that, and, I figured that more than likely, most of that stuff that these conditions are, based on their bail, and, if they don't, their bail's going to be revoked, then they're going to have to sit their ass in jail through all that bullshit of pretrial and all that crap, That was my theory.
Yep. There wasn't very much press on it at all. I found one article in the San Jose Mercury News, the local. I guess they had somebody there covering it.
And I had another question. Could you potentially get in trouble with your probation because you're, hanging out with a bunch of alleged hackers and shit like that?
No, that's not a dude, you know what? You know what was odd with me is I am a convicted cyber criminal. It was a misdemeanor. I'm not a felon. But I never had anything pre-trial, during trial, or post-trial that said I couldn't be on the internet or a computer or anything. There's nothing. There was never once where I was told, oh, you can't get on a computer. It's not even part of my probation either. I don't have to. I have to do a piss test though.
Because
God forbid, have a beer or smoke a joint, then the fucking internet would really go to shit, right? Like, because that's what a lot of these kids got, or folks. I'm sorry, a lot of these individuals had removed from their sort of pre-trial probation, if you want to call it. Some of them had no priors and no history of drug abuse or anything, so they got that waived. But some people had priors and had some history, so they're going to be, on a case-by-case basis, potentially having that added on there as part of their pre-trial, fucking.
How long ago
bullshit.
Did this shit happen for them? Because, your stuff happened, 2 years or something beforehand,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mine happened in 2009. This happened on or between December 6th, 2010, and December 10th, 2010. So it's that December of last year, almost a year ago. And since they're gonna go through a trial and everything, and potentially, and you could see this thing drawn out for 3, 4, 5 years potentially.
Good times.
This is just chapter one, essentially, in the whole legal process. This is prologue. Not even a chapter yet, dude. The next appearance is November 1st at 9 a.m. And they're supposed to report to who's the judge? Judge Jensen on November 1st at 9 a.m. And at that time, essentially, they're just probably going to set another date to meet again. And it's kind of a mess because they're sort of all bundled together, yet individually, represented. So they have these big meetings with the lawyers and everybody, essentially a huge orgy of powwow of lawyers and shit. And they do that before the event, and then they go in the courtroom and each individual's got different sort of things going on because of where they're from or what their prior history is, and it's just kind of a mess, right? It's going to be a messy. I think if they keep them all bundled together and they all just stick to it, it's going to get messy and ugly, potentially. I think it could get kind of sticky at a certain point. But I don't know. I'm not a legal mind. I'm no Dan Abrams. I can't tell you for sure, but I'll keep an eye on it. It's local to me, so I can't resist. Just like the BART protests were local to me. What's the think global, act local? That's what I'm doing, baby. You know, hanging out, just following the news in my region, the Bay. You know.
It sounds kind of like they're treating it like a RICO trial with the mob, you know. Everybody all has their own lawyers, but we're doing it all together because the cost of, you know, having each individual trial present essentially the exact same evidence if they work together, you know, it's just a waste of taxpayer money and all that other shit. So they want to try and do it together and lump them in together. And hope that eventually one of them will try and plead out of it, you know, and say, all right, I'll give you what we did and how bad it was and you know, all this shit for lesser penalties or whatever it ends up being. I don't know how deep these guys are, but, you know, for lesser shit, you know, I'll start filling in the gaps as to who did what and, you know, whose expertise is this and that. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, one of the things that was interesting to me that I didn't know of is the initial list had one name redacted. One name was not given in the original release, and eventually that name was revealed. And allegedly, this is what I heard. I don't know for sure, but allegedly the reason why the name was redacted originally is that there was potentially an offer on the table from the feds for this person to be potentially, you know, working out some sort of informant deal, something like that. I don't know. That's what I heard. I can't verify here nor there, but nonetheless, there was one name that was redacted, and then eventually it was the person was revealed, and yeah, so it's. It's interesting. So it's 14. It's. I'm still not totally sure. I know that there's 14 or 13 people. I don't know if there was 14 and that 14th person was redacted and now is not, or if there was never a 14th and there's only 13 and one of the original 13 was redacted. But all I know is I came in the court today, was hanging out, and the number was 13. That's what the the guys that were doing security and everything, everything I heard was that there was 13 people, 11 of which were in person in the court today. Two were absent. One was pre-arraigned, and the other one is going to be arraigned at a later date. That was, I guess, apparently he had some travel problems, and he's eventually going to show up, but. But there you have it. Let's take some more calls. Let's see. Area code 415. We have a 415 caller now on the air. Go ahead, caller. Your name and what's on your mind.
Hey, what's up, Vince? It's Josh Wolf.
Oh, Josh Wolf back. What's up, dude?
Hey, not too much. I was listening to you talk about the 13 of the 14, and is it possible that 14th is a minor? Because normally they do not release the name of minors, and I know that one of the people was supposedly 16.
See, that could have been it. That might be where that 14th, that extra person is. That might account for it. You could be right. But I, you know what? Honestly, I had a reporter from ABC7 ask me about it. She was like sat there through the whole thing, and I can tell you how many people I counted, but I saw them all go through, and by the time I got out onto the street, you know, they were still going through their processing with the marshals, but when I got outside, the reporters were still trying to get all the facts straight. They were still trying to figure out, was that 13 or 14? Was the 14th the redacted or not, blah, 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 blah. And they didn't even seem to be able to get it straight. They couldn't figure it out, so that would... account for it, I guess.
I mean, that's one possible explanation. The other side is that it seems unlikely that when the indictment was actually issued, that they would have already worked out a deal with someone. So the only reason a name would be sealed in the initial indictment would be because either they were of some sort of famous person that had some influence to make that happen, or if they were a minor. Usually the whole pitting one against each other happened after the indictment, and that's when you start seeing, like, closed session hearings for individuals.
Hmm. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I think you could be right. I think that could be... Again, I was just purely going off of what I think is somebody else's speculation, and that makes much more sense, but who knows? There was, like I said, there was like very, very little media coverage there. It was another case where I think Anonymous kind of trolled the police again, and not even trying to, because I did see a couple of tweets of people saying, "Hey, you know, we should flyer the outside the federal building." And like I said, I was in the lobby there, and the guards there were gossiping about how, you know, they were expecting protesters because there was some tweets about it and stuff, and there was an definitely increased presence of U.S. marshals. I saw at least like 20 extra marshals, like, just posted up outside. It was just another case of where, like, they just get tipped off on Twitter, and suddenly they're just, you know, overcompensating. And the guards were even joking about it themselves. They were like, they straight up said, they're just like, this is just overkill. This is like excessive show of force. You know, they even admitted it themselves.
I mean, the U.S. Marshals are basically a glorified taxi service, but they've got a decent sense of humor from what I've seen. So I'm not surprised that they had some levity around the situation. But I mean, if you look back at the cell phone thing with Bart, I know about pretty much most protests that are happening in the Bay Area before they happen, and I didn't hear about this protest that Bart claims was scheduled until the news of the cell phone shutdown, and neither did any of the people involved in activism that I talked to on a day-to-day basis. Basically, a whisper of a protest on Twitter sends the authorities a flutter.
Dude, they go bonkers, dude. They just go nuts. They're like, "Oh, we got to flex nuts, dude. There's a tweet about some kids that are gonna, you know, hang out, show up with some plastic masks and signs. We better fucking mounty up, bros." It's ridiculous. It's absolutely absurd. Shari Wong, you're trying to get back in here. What's up, Shari Wong?
No, sorry, my job's
again? Your connection sucks ass, dude. But what's up? What's on your mind?
My call dropped.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Just came back in.
Okay, cool. And then I also have Tony the Trucker with me. I have Josh Wolf, and then Crappy. Are you still with me, Crappy Airbag?
Yo, what's up, Vince?
Yeah, dude. All right, cool. I couldn't remember who my other ace in the hole was, and that's Crappy Airbag.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you play the Mariah song, please?
The Mariah song? Mariah?
I'll message you it.
KML now?
Dude, yeah. We're celebrating Summer Jam, and we're gonna play the best of Summer Jam here by request. Wait, what are you talking? Is this something you've already sent me? If you just want me to throw something on the fly, that doesn't work like that, dude. Is this something
dude,
I already have?
Awesome.
What is it?
Look at it.
It's preparation. He needs warning, you know?
Oh, wait, this paste bin? Is that what you're talking about?
Paste HTML, bro.
Paste HTML.
Yeah.
All right, well, what's that supposed to prove, dude? What the hell is that?
Just wait for the song. It's the Mariah song.
Oh, God.
I'm listening to it. It's terrible.
It's your Family Guy, bro.
Oh my goodness! I don't even. I don't want to know whether that's What's the name of that song? I guess I do want to know. What's the name of that song?
It's called Down Syndrome Girl.
Down Syndrome Girl? Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
You are just... You need to be... If anybody needs to be taken off of Twitter, it's goddamn Shari Wong. Oh, my God. Thank God Twitter already jumped the sharks. They already fucked themselves. That's all you need is to just, like, you know, tell Anonymous that you shouldn't be using Twitter or IRC. They're not even using it as it is. They already gave it up. They blew it up. It's gone. They don't do it anymore. They don't do either anymore. It's funny. It's just another example of how they're kind of like, you know, left sort of, I don't know. It just seems like they're always one step behind. You know what I mean?
So now Twitter is shutting people down, or is it the government telling?
No. It's part of sort of the terms of their pre-trial conditions of their whatever bail or release or whatever you want to call it. One of the conditions are is that they can't use Twitter or IRC. It's explicit in the terms. Those two things. Blog Talk Radio is not mentioned. Blog Talk Radio is apparently okay. So
way more connections to trolls on Blog Talk than Twitter. I mean, Christ, you know.
Yeah, Twitter's old. Twitter's so like 2007, bro.
Yeah. Blog Talk.
2009. I'm sorry, 2009. Twitter was like 2009. 2008 was Facebook. 2007 was MySpace. 2006 was Friendster. You know, that's kind of sort of the linealogy there. What's next, though? I guess it's BTR for now. Let's check out Crappy Tires. I guess his butt is no longer hurt, and he's ready to man up here. What's up, Crappy Tires? Crappy Tires, are you there? Hello? Hello? Crappy Tires? Or maybe not. Area code 315, you're on the air. Who's that? Maybe not. Never mind. Okay, I guess that's not him. Whatever. It don't matter. It's Vince in the Bay. I got
a ton
of...
Vince.
Yeah.
Crappy Tires says that he's not butthurt. I'm not entirely sure what he means by that, but he wanted to share that.
Okay, he's not entirely butthurt. That's good to know. I appreciate that. All right, I'm going to take a little break here. I'm going to come back and wrap things up here with my panel. There's not plenty of show to go. We got about 24 minutes to go. If you want to jump in here, 347-826-7667. Don't be shy. It's not a crime. Be right back.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович. И опять запрещенное. Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголю. Ах, Николай Иванович. Какое письмо?
Drop the charges!
talking about? It's all about time. Press rewind, you know, today, today.
What a crime!
In your time,
it was not a crime!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop taking in the bay. Here's my CD, by the way. Hear what I gotta say. Stop taking in the bay.
Here's my CD, by the way.
Selassie,
breaking it down. That's right, man. That's what it comes down to, is just if you just listen to Selassie and just stop hating in the Bay. It wouldn't have come down to this, PayPal. If you just stop hating in the Bay, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just trying to you know, hold it down here for another 20 minutes. If you want to help me out, 347-826-7667-666-666-666-666. All right, Crappy Tires is fucking flipping off the wall on the line. Go ahead, Crappy. What's up? Where'd you go? Jesus Christ, Crappy. Stop raising your hand, dude. Crappy, what's up? Hello? Caller from 315, you're on the air. Who's that? One more time. Caller from 315, are you muting? Did you mute yourself? All right, you're gone. Whatever. I'm back with... I do have another Crappy with me, Crappy Airbags. Crappy Airbags in the building. As well as Tony the Trucker. Tony the Trucker, can you divulge your whereabouts? Where are you trucking and through tonight? Tony? We don't have Tony the Trucker.
He's getting a blowjob from a tranny at a rest stop, I think, Vince.
Oh,
no,
Tony.
No,
there he is.
No.
Okay, go ahead. Tony, you're back on. What's up? Can you give us an update of where you're at? I mean, you fucking foursquare it all the time. You might as well just divulge it. What part of the country are you in?
I am just pulling into Durant, Oklahoma for the night.
Durant, Oklahoma. Like as in Kevin Durant, who plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder?
I don't think the two are connected, but it could be, I guess. I don't know.
Isn't that weird that Kevin Durant is their star player and you're in? That's amazing.
Yeah, it's not really exactly close to Oklahoma City, but, you know. Hey, maybe he took a stage name, you know, like Ron Mexico or something, you know.
Fantastic, man. I feel like I'm missing out, man. You're in the heartland right now, dude. It's amazing.
It's a good time.
Right on. And I also have with me Josh Wolf. Josh Wolf, who has been instrumental in documenting the Op Bart protests that have been happening the last couple of weeks. And what else is on your radar these days, Josh?
I don't know. You probably saw my Twitter post that I put together Op Bart, the book, a photo book. to.
Oh no shit! No, I missed that. I was off the interwebs today. What? Tell me about it.
It's just a blurb book. I took like 30 or 40 of the best pictures I saw. Basically, I have no money at this point, so I'm trying to do anything I can to make a couple of bucks. So I made this like blurb book on blurbbook.com on the off chance someone wants an Op Bart souvenir. It's a nice book of some cool photos. You can do the virtual book for free online. I'll post the link in the chat right now. And I have a trial or a hearing in small claims court tomorrow for this lawsuit that's been going on with the university after they started punishing me for filming a protest on campus while as a journalism student. So that's taken up like 2 years of my life. And they want $1,000 from me, which I'll be fighting against in Berkeley Small Claims Court tomorrow.
Good times, man. Sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah, the best.
Hey, Sherry Wong, you got something to look forward to. You're gonna like court. It's fun. It's court's a hoot.
Hey, Vince.
I would have been in court.
I know. See, you know what's going on. What's up? Go ahead, Crappy. What's up?
I was just gonna say, a lot of these people that have gotten busted, even though they were very careful on Twitter or wherever else they were, once they got into IRC or a couple other type communication mediums, let's just say, where maybe somebody can recognize your voice or actually see your face, who you are. That's how a lot of them got tagged. And seems like Shari's a little bit smarter than that. Maybe not with the voice and the face thing, but.
Bum 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 bum.
And the fucker never wears a shirt. I don't know if you know Randy from the Trailer Park Boys. He's the assistant trailer park supervisor. But when Shari grows up, if he doesn't start wearing a shirt, that's what he's going to look like. And that's it for me, Vince, for right now.
So I got somebody sent me the link to the Guardian article that already came out on Kayla. Have you guys seen this?
I sent you that.
Thanks, Shari. There you go. Give credit where credit's due. Shari Wong sent me this. I'm going to read it real quick. It's not that long. This is out of the Guardian UK. Lulsec and anonymous police and FBI investigation sees two more arrested. Two men have been arrested in connection with online attacks by hacking gangs. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Hacking gangs now? They're a gang now.
What's
the jumping
process on that?
When did you guys turn into a gang? Holy shit. Crazy, man.
Shari was brandishing a firearm earlier today.
I thought these guys were political activists. They're a gang now? Are you telling me they're like the mob? This is the fucking mafia?
Dude, he was brandishing a firearm. I think it was a Desert Eagle 50 caliber. It was bigger than his fucking head.
Jesus
Christ.
So,
like, when you get
gang now.
Gang, they, like, BDS you for 13
hacking
seconds?
Gangs. They're calling them a hacking gang. All right, hacking gangs, Anonymous and Lulsec, blah, blah, blah. The men, aged 24 and 20, were arrested on Thursday in Mexboro near Doncaster, near Yorkshire. Near Yorkshire and Warminster, Wiltshire. What? Are you kidding? Let me read this again.
That's right around the corner.
Dude, they were arrested Thursday in Mexenboro near Doncaster, South Yorkshire, and Warminster, Wiltshire.
Isn't that a place in the Lord of the Rings?
Totally, dude. Why do all the hackers in the UK get arrested in fucking in really cool like medieval type places? I always feel like they're getting, you know, like the scene over there is like a I don't know, an outtake from Monty Python or something. It just feels like Keystone Cops going on over there. You know, this one kid gets arrested in the Shetland Islands. Are you fucking crapping me? I couldn't write a more ridiculous script. The kid got got nabbed in the Shetland Islands, dude. The Shetland Islands. It's crazy. Well, this wasn't the Shetland Islands. These two guys, 24 and 20-year-olds. But the 24-year-old, I'm presuming, was in Mexborough near Doncaster, South Yorkshire. Are you familiar with that, Shari Wong? You know where that is? Shari Wong. Hello, Earth to Shari Wong. You're muted. Sorry. Shari Wong, can you hear me? Oh,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You're back. Okay, you dropped off. You're back. Did you hear what I said?
York,
South Yorkshire. So you know where that is, right?
Yeah.
And then the other kid was in Warminster, Wiltshire.
Yeah, I know. It's Wiltshire.
Wiltshire. Okay.
Yeah.
Scotland Yard said the arrests are part of a continuing investigation in collaboration with the FBI, South Yorkshire Police, and other law enforcement bodies into activities of Anonymous and LulzSec, especially in connection with suspected offenses under the cover of online identity, quote, Kayla. A spokesman said the men were arrested separately. He said the Doncaster address was searched by police and computer equipment was removed for forensic examination. Detective Inspector Mark Raymond from the Metropolitan Police's Central E-Crime Unit said the arrests were, quote, related to our inquiries into a series of serious computer intrusions and online denial-of-service attacks recently suffered by a number of multinational companies, public institutions, and G-Pressoverment? What the fuck? That's a word? G-Pressoverment. Whatever. And law enforcement agencies in Great Britain and the United States. We are working to detect and bring before the courts those responsible for these offenses to disrupt such groups and to deter others thinking of participating in this type of criminal activity. In separate investigations, two men were charged on Thursday over online attacks by Anonymous from Scotland Yard, blah, blah, blah. Christopher so-and-so and Ashley Rhodes. Christopher Weatherhead from Northampton and Ashley Rhodes from Kennington. Ashley, that's a boy's name in the UK?
What? Ashley, yeah.
Ashley, that's a boy.
Sounds like a porn star.
Ashley Rhodes. That's a kind of cool, that's totally a porn name.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I might have fapped to some Ashley Rhodes like the other night on triplexbunker.com, which I have to take a minute to give a shout out to our sponsor, triplexbunker.com. Go over there for all of your intimate personal needs, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm on the website and it's come up with the Angry Birds.
All right. Well, apparently they got Kayla, and Kayla's two.
Kayla's plural.
Kayla's, yeah, and they're dudes, but their names are Ashley and
Frodo,
Chris, which Chris is another asexual name or whatever.
Trisexual. Hey, Vince, did you hear that Scotland Yard was sending a couple people over here for a forensic investigation because they don't have everything they need for the topiary for his trial. They don't have all the evidence they need yet, so they send people over here.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck is the deal with topiary? What the hell is that other than some weird ass Christmas decoration?
I don't know. We'll have to figure it out on next week's episode. We got to shut her down here in a second. I do have one more caller that is waiting patiently. Let's get to this caller, and then we're gonna get the fuck out of here. Let's see, caller area code 571. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Melissa Hopkins.
Oh, motherfucking yeah! It's live nude Hopkins, everybody. What's up, baby?
Hey, I saw you on my show early, and then you left the show right before it really got good.
Oh. Oh, yeah? I will have to go into your archive and check it out, see what I missed. I had a busy day. I was hanging out in a federal court today watching all these anonymous, alleged anonymous participants have their arraignment in court today, and it was quite an interesting festival.
I have a big announcement to make, but bring me up to speed on that. I said on your show about 3 or 4 weeks ago that additional arrests were going to be made in England. I don't know if you remember that or not.
No,
but
of course I don't. Of course I don't remember.
What a silly Negro.
And there are more to come. But what happened in San Francisco? Who was arrested? Who was arraigned?
No, in San Francisco today there were 13 individuals arraigned. 11 appeared in person today,
and
they all pled not guilty. They all had individual representation, but they're all sort of standing trial as a group. They're set to come back on November 1st at 9 a.m. and appear before another judge. And it's just kind of like, you know, we're just like pecking as we go. They all had their arraignments, and they have their sort of pre-trial stipulations on how they are to conduct themselves online and so forth. And as far as traveling and participating in, illicit drugs or alcohol. It was just sort of.
Are they all really
stuff.
Young, or just
they're all? I would say mostly they go from, I would say, 20 years old up to 42 years old, that range.
Okay. Yeah.
And mostly,
I knew
think,
this
they,
was coming.
I think early 30s, mid 20s is sort of the average. I would say. Late 20s is probably the average.
I don't know all of the specifics of this case. I can see why they would go after someone like Anonymous, because clearly it sounds like he, you know, illegally hacked into it. Now, you're innocent until proven guilty. But as you know, if you've listened to my show a lot, I talk a lot about the increased police state, which I think is just out of control. And you were talking about the increased number of marshals there and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was gnarly. It was crazy. But, Melissa Hopkins, big shout out to you for coming through. Unfortunately, we've got to wrap it up here. Really quick before I go, I want to go around the horn. Josh Wolf, anything you'd like to say before we sign off?
Just wish me luck in court tomorrow.
Yeah, man, for sure. Yeah, it's going to be an adrenaline rush no matter what, man. Good luck to you, and feel free to call back in. I don't know if I'm going to do a show tomorrow. I may or may not. I got to see what my schedule is looking like, but I might do a free ball Friday tomorrow. And if I do, you're welcome to call in, Josh, and give us an update. If not, call in anytime and let us know what's up. Tony, the truck driver, any parting words for the folks listening at home?
To make a great impression on the jury, just stand up and pull your dick out. It works every time.
Oh, they already did. Mercedes did that today. Yeah, it's already been done. Let's see. Crappy airbags. Any parting thoughts?
Occupy Wall Street, September 17th.
All right. You know, when I was on down at the BART protest on Monday, there was some kid with a mask that was talking about that. I don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to pick it outside of Citibank, or what? How does that work?
I was just going to go down to where the bull is.
Oh, sweet, dude. That would be cool. I wish I could.
So, know what? I won't take up all the time because I know you're wrapping up the show, Vince, but I'll if I'm there, you don't do it. Do you do a Saturday night show or not?
I could do a special Saturday night show.
Because I'll do the reporting from live down there at the Bull on that night.
Awesome.
It'll be 1 o'clock in the morning here, so they might have cleared us all out. But
or yeah, or
we'll
we
try
could,
to.
I'm not locked into this time slot. I can. I can certainly do a special Saturday show early, you know, to coincide with that. If you want to report, yeah, we should set that up for sure.
Yep, let's follow up on that, bro.
All right, for show, Shawty Wong, final thoughts quickly.
I'm gonna put it in the chat now. Op, fuck TTG, they freaking gave Topiary's real identity and stuff, and they free Topiary.
Right on, dude. You're Patriot Gregging like a motherfucker, but whatever he said, just check out the link he put in the chat. And that's going to do it, folks. Thanks for coming out. I appreciate all the love. It was a fun show. Hit me up on Twitter and call me sometime on my show. I do this pretty much every weeknight, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And that's it. Peace out, yo. Oh, shit, that's it. Hey, Tony the Roofer, we're going to go hang out in, what's his name? Chari Wong's Tiny Chat. Chari Wong's Tiny Chat for the post-game party, after party, Chari Wong's Tiny Chat. All right, dudes, peace out.